So what many of you may not know is that, you know, I am very into literature and not so much in poetry, but I've always written, and I remember as far back as when I was 17, even 16, when I wrote, I had a whole book full of stuff, like songs and poems and whatever they were, just notes. And one day I just looked at everything and I went, this is all shit, and I threw it in the garbage. So that was when I first started writing, and then when I was in college, I got on a streak where every single thing that I wrote was an A or an A+. And what was so funny is that I used to wait until the last minute. I was a procrastinator, which I kind of am still, but I used to procrastinate and I would wait until the last minute. I would have 3 days, 4 days left, and I'd have to write some 5,000 word essay, and I hadn't researched anything, hadn't started anything, and then I would sit down, and for every spare moment that I had, whether I slept or not, I would sit up on a typewriter. Back then there were really no computers, you know, there were no home computers, and I would type out whatever I wanted, and then I would sit down and I would look at each sentence, and then as in my thinking, what I used to think was, I'm going to flower it up. I would make it to where it was a beautiful sentence. And somehow I managed to get all A's on my essays and in my literature classes. So just the other day, I'm sitting there and I just started thinking about all the guys who have written me and who have told me about their girl, and then they'll say, oh, I know that you're not going to like this, but, you know, she's from Pattaya, or I know you're not going to like this, but I met her in this bar. She's not like all the other girls. And for some reason, I started thinking about Thailand and the men that come, and how I used to be when I first came here, and what I used to think about Thai women, and what I think about them now. And one thing that I think about Thailand is the country is a huge contradiction. You know, it's a very conservative country for the most part, and yet the girls will walk around, the women will walk around in little shorts and shirts where they show a little bit of their belly, and so the certain thing, you know, like the prostitutes, they're religious and they'll pray to Buddha, they'll pray at the spirit house, that they get a good customer that night, and yet they, you know, this is their view of, this is their way of using religion or whatever. So in my opinion, the culture is quite contradictory. You know, I mean, you have people, you have politicians who claim to be, you know, devout Buddhists, and then they get caught, in some corruption scheme, or they get caught doing this or that, and you know, it just doesn't jibe. Now, this goes, in my opinion, there's a lot of religion that, well, every religion has people like this. Okay, so I'm not picking on Buddhists or anything like that, but I just was, it really got me thinking about what a contradiction the country is. And then with the men, I started thinking about how they view the women, and how, you know, if you were in Turkey and you met some woman and she was a prostitute, maybe you'd be, you know, you'd be your pal, you'd be your friend, you'd say, yeah, hey, isn't that good to see you again, let's have a coffee or whatever. Maybe you could do that, okay? But the chance of you, like, thinking, I'm going to make this girl my wife, is probably pretty slim. And in the United States, I mean, you know, like, for me, when I left the country, prostitutes were thought of as crack whores and, you know, like chicks that they had drug problems and, you know, maybe they were diseased or whatever. And in Thailand, because of the mentality of the people and how conservative the society is, and also like in Amsterdam, things tend to be quite a bit different than in the United States, where the women are viewed as like crack whores or druggies or whatever. So I just started thinking about that, and I just started writing down a few words, and this is the poem that I came up with. It's called The Whore. So let me read it. You're a contradiction, a living, breathing doll. Good girl, bad girl, what does this mean? Is there in between? You love me, you love my money more. You make me cry, you are the whore, and I love you. You decided to play, feet planted in the soil. You take the easy money. Remember my name? You're all the same. Bangkok, Pattaya, Phuket, Chiang Mai. Why? My girl is different. No, she's not. Is her smile just a smile, or is it her disguise? Like a willow wavering in the breeze, you lie. Goodbye. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. No, I love you. You're a loaded gun, no fun. Give it to the duck. Will I get it back? Oh God, now it's off. I'm having a heart attack. Food, water, sleep. Sex, more sleep, more sex. All you want is money. Give me money. Give me more. You fucking whore. The sun disappears, hiding in the dark. The nights drift by. Now you're young no more. You are the whore. And yet I can't stay away. Okay, I'll pay. Anyway, that's all I got. So I hope you enjoyed that. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke di la jerk and mine.